This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Results of 718 local levels under May 13 local level elections made public so far. Nepali Congress leads the result tally, followed by CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Centre respectively. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Shahbazoo Dewa holds talks with U.S. Under Secretary of State Uzra Zia. And Russia sanctions hundreds of prominent Americans and Canadians. Now the news in detail. The results of local level elections held on the 13th of May are coming in from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 718 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 320 local levels, the CPN-UML in 197 local levels, CPN-Maoist Centre in 120 local levels, Janata Samajwadi Party in 21 local levels, CPN-Unified Socialist in 9 local levels and others in 58 local levels. Meanwhile, independent candidate Harkaraj Rai has been elected mayor of Tharan Submetropolitan City in Sunsari District. Rai emerged victorious with 20,821 votes, defeating his closest contender, Kishore Rai of Nepali Congress, who received 16,059 votes. Similarly, CPN Maoist Centre candidate Aindra Bikram Bege from the ruling coalition has been elected the deputy mayor of the Dharan Submetropolitan City. Likewise, Nepali Congress candidate Hemkarna Paudel has been elected the mayor of Itahari Submetropolitan City in Sunsari District. He received 33,049 votes, while his nearest rival Yam Kumar Chungwang Subba of CPN-UML got 28,031 votes. Similarly, UML candidate Sangeeta Kumari Chowdhury has been elected the deputy mayor of Itahari Submetropolitan City. Likewise, independent candidate Gopal Hamal has been elected as the mayor of Thangadi Submetropolitan City. He won the mayoral post with 26,865 votes, while Nepali Congress candidate from the ruling alliance had received 14,817 votes. Meanwhile, CPN-UML candidate Kondakala Rana has been elected as the deputy mayor of Thangadi Submetropolitan City. Vote counting is going on in five metropolitan cities across the country. As per the latest report in Kathmandu's mayoral post, independent candidate Balendra Shaha has been leading the vote count with 43,962 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Srijana Singh has been following him with 25,599 votes. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate of the five-party ruling alliance, Renu Dahal from the CPN Maoist Centre, has been leading the vote count. Similarly, in Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Chiribabu Maharjan of Nepali Congress has been leading the race. In Pokhara Metropolitan City, Dhanaraj Acharya of the CPN Unified Socialist from the five-party ruling alliance has been leading the vote count. Likewise, in Mirganj Metropolitan City, Janata Samajwadi Party candidate Rajesh Man Singh from the five-party alliance has been leading the race for the mayoral post. Those were the updates from the metropolitan cities across the country. Now more news. The top leaders of the five-party ruling alliance have discussed the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister's press coordinator Govinda Pariyar said the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence yesterday discussed policies and programs of the government. Along with the top leaders of the five parties in the ruling alliance, the meeting was also attended by National Planning Commission Vice Chair Dr. Bishwanath Paudel and government's Chief Secretary Sankardas Bairagi. Prime Minister Shahbazoo Dewa held talks with the U.S. delegation led by the Under Secretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy and Human Rights, Uzra Zia, yesterday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, discussions were held on Nepal-U.S. relations and various issues of mutual interest. Undersecretary of State Zia, who is also the Special Coordinator for Tibetan Issues, arrived in Nepal on Friday in connection with a three-day visit to Nepal. Likewise, the U.S. delegation led by Undersecretary Zia also paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Naren Kharka. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting between the two sides focused on bilateral relations and cooperation in various forums. Similarly, the U.S. Undersecretary Zia-led delegation held a courtesy meeting with Home Minister Balkrishna Khand yesterday itself. In the meeting held at the Ministry of Home Affairs at Singhadarbar, discussions were held on Nepal-U.S. relations and various issues of mutual interest. The Community School Management Committee Federation of Nepal has urged the government to revoke its decision to give 2 days holiday in a week in the education sector, stating that the COVID-19 pandemic had hit hard academic activities and there was a loss of learning and studying practice among the students. The federation asked the government to continue with regular teaching learning activities on Sunday. In a press statement issued by the federation's president Krishna Thapa and secretary general Gunaraj Mokhtan yesterday, the federation appealed the government to take back the decision, arguing that it would be detrimental to the continuity of learning activities among the students. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has hiked the prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene, aviation fuel and LP gas effective from today. The NOC increased the prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene and aviation fuel for the domestic region by 10 rupees per litre. Likewise, price of cooking gas has been increased by 200 rupees per cylinder. With the new price list, petrol will cost 180 rupees per litre and diesel and kerosene will cost 163 rupees per litre, while domestic aviation fuel will cost 166 rupees per litre. The NOC on May 14 had increased the prices of petrol, diesel and kerosene by 10 rupees per litre each. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Russia has published a list of 963 leading Americans, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg, who are now banned from entering the country. The largely symbolic travel bans form part of a downward spiral in Russia's relations with the West since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February. Those named in the new list published by the Russian Foreign Ministry also include U.S. government officials and other leading figures. The move was retaliation for similar sanctions by Washington. 4 people are dead and nearly 900,000 homes are without power after severe storms hit the eastern Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec. Ontario police said 3 people died and several more were injured because of the strong thunderstorm. Images posted on social media from across the provinces showed debris-strewn streets and toppled trees that damaged homes and cars. Now, football, Manchester City Football Club has won this year's English Premier League. It is Man City's 4th title win in the last 5 seasons. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said that the forecast for the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in provinces 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. And it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in province number 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and at a few places of the hilly region of Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Results of 718 local levels under May 13 local level elections made public so far. Nepali Congress leads result tally followed by CPN-UML and CPN-Maui Center respectively. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Shyamabhadradeva holds talks with U.S. Undersecretary of State Usra Zia. And Russia sanctions hundreds of prominent Americans and Canadians. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.